We will call the Senate Tax Committee to order for April 27, 2015. Morning, members. We are going to start this morning with Senator Uyghur, Senate File 811, Omnibus Pre-K through 12. Welcome, Senator Uyghur. Do you have any staff you want to join you?
Yes.
Bring them up, and we'll start with Senate File 811. Senator Uyghur.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. Senate File 811 is the E-12
and Senator
budget.
Uyghur, if I could interrupt you briefly. Let's focus in on the levy provisions,
yes.
The tax articles. I know you've got a lot in your bill, Senator Uyghur, but we will focus on the tax provisions for this morning.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members, there are a few key areas. The first is a long-term facilities maintenance revenue program. It addresses school facilities for remodeling, and we eliminate three programs that are currently in statute for those purposes. Those districts that are included in those programs now would be held harmless. They're not going to lose any funds, but this would be a main feature of the bill for the long-term facilities maintenance program. It was developed in a recommendation in 2013 in a state task force. The second key area would be repeal of the cap on QCOMP and allowing more districts to enter the program. About 45% of Minnesota students now are in school districts with the QCOMP program. Additionally, we increased funding for youth after-school enrichment programs that would have levy impact. This is a program run through community education. And then the career and technical revenue, we expand reimbursement from 35% to 37.5% for career tech-related program costs. And we have a net revenue impact for property taxes by having an offset on by increasing operating capital aid. You do have track sheets. I have staff to further elaborate as necessary.
Thank you, Senator Uyghur. And maybe Mr. Arneson or the other staff would want to give us the impacts of these changes. You're rolling health and safety, deferred maintenance, alt comp into long-term facilities. What are the dollar amounts in the new levy there? What would be the new levy increase on QCOMP, and what's the aid component of that, if you don't mind? And then you have an equalizing change for operating capital, and what are the impacts there, if we could hear from
Mr. Chair and committee members, before you, you'll have a property tax tracking sheet that is, shows the statewide.
Mr. Wilms.
Thank you. That shows the statewide impact. In the top corner, you'll see education fiscal year 16-17 budget property tax tracking. It's the sheet with the yellow on it.
And Mr. Wilms, if you would say your name in the record so we could put your voice with a name, please.
Sure. My name is Jay Wilms, fiscal analyst for the E-12 committee.
Thank you. Mr. Wilms.
Mr. Chair and committee members, you'll see on line 41 of the tracking spreadsheet over there, they have numbers. On the left side of the page, there are numbers. And then it corresponds with three of fiscal years that the E-12 committee looks at in its tracking period. That's fiscal 17, fiscal 18, and fiscal 19. You'll see those are columns B, E, and H. And that's related to the changes over the February forecast. You'll notice in the yellow, that's where you can kind of see where the change items are. So, Mr. Chair, to your first question, the long-term facilities maintenance program, you can see it begins on line 41. And if you notice, the line items in blue are the affected line items, 41 through 46. Those programs are de facto repealed and then rolled in as part of the long-term facilities maintenance revenue. In the first year, there's a savings of approximately $13.8 million. This is due to increased equalization. That's fiscal 17. In fiscal 18, there's approximately a $9.2 million increase to property taxes. And then in the final year, because the program ramps up and the allowances grow each year until fiscal 19 where they're flat, the final year of that program is a $31 million increase to the long-term facilities maintenance revenue. Um, So moving on, we can talk about the repeal of alternative, or not the repeal, the lifting of the cap on alternative compensation. That's on line 17. So as the cap is lifted, more districts are expected to join the program and enter into participation, and they'll receive funding per pupil on a per pupil basis. That's of approximately $260 per student. And so in fiscal 17, the first year, that's an increase of $8.5 million. Second year, $11.9 million. And then the final year, fiscal 19, $15 million. On the aid side, that's approximately $19 million in the first year. And then in the biennium, about $61.6
million. Thank you, Mr. Wilms. So, Senator Wigger, you had a zero levy target. So while you have some levy changes, you did hit your zero target, I understand.
Correct.
Questions, members? Okay. Anything else, Senator Wigger?
No.
Anyone in the audience wish to testify on Senate File 811?
Against it.
Against Senate File 811. Thank you, Senator Rest. Thank you very much, Senator Wigger. Members, we will be voting. Senator Rest will move.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Okay. Senator Rest will move Senate File Number 811 be recommended to pass.
That's
anything
my
else?
Motion.
Anything else? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Thank you, Senator Wigger.
Thank you.
Bill's passed.
Same.
Members, we are going to have Senate File 826 rolled out this morning. Staff will be putting this online.
Stuff yesterday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, tomorrow. I'm just getting it out. Members, we have minutes from the previous meeting in your packet. If you would review them, and
so
if I could, Senator Senjum moves the approval of the April 15th minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. We are going to do the walkthrough of the tax bill tomorrow. We will take amendments tomorrow, and hopefully we will pass the tax bill out of committee to the floor tomorrow morning. Anything else, members?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Bach.
Do we know anything new about when the House is planning to take their bill up on the floor and when we might receive it?
Senator Bach, I have not had conversations recently with Representative Chair Davids about that to know what his plans are.
I just would, if you hear something, if you could let me know. I think members would like to know if we're going to be here Saturday or not.
Nice.
The only way I anticipate that would have to happen is if the timing of the House tax bill coming over got late enough in the week, that may have to happen.
And Senator Bach, we are scheduling our schedule so that we would hopefully receive the report from the House on Wednesday. Then we would do the tax bill Friday.
Saturday. We would get, where's Chris? If we get the report Wednesday.
Senator Bach, if we get it early enough on Wednesday, couldn't we do second reading on Thursday and do it Friday?
The only challenge is, my guess is that House tax bill won't pass the floor until sometime into the morning on Thursday. So the question is the front desk and any members want to stick around to get the report? So we'll have a conversation with the House about that.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Bach. Nothing else in front of the committee. Committee's adjourned.